Today's share in the Daf Yomi is the Gemara in Erevin. We're going to begin on Daf Mem Aleph Omid Beis with the brand new Perek, Misho Tziyuhu, and Amir Tzashem, we're going to do Daf Mem Beis as well. So we begin on Mem Aleph Omid Beis with the new Perek. And the Mishnah starts, Misho Tziyuhu Nochrim. If a person is standing within his Tchum and band of marauding Nochrim take him outside the Tchum, or alternatively, O Ruach Ra, or person has some sort of a fit, he has some sort of a spirit taking him over. As Rashi says, Shenichles bo shade, Vinitrufa daito, he becomes crazy. A shade enters into him, and he becomes crazy, and he goes outside his tchum, Yotzuchutzu tchum. Viachakach nishtapa, and afterwards the shade leaves him, and he becomes normal. And he finds himself now outside the tchum. Lavdavka, do we have to say that the person had a shade come inside of him? In a fit of depression, or in some sort of mental lapse, he goes outside his tchum. So in these situations, ein lo ela dalet amos, the person is now going to be confined in the dalet amos that he finds himself in. He can't go, since he's outside his tchum, he went outside his tchum, he's not allowed to move more than dalet amos. Hechziruhu, if the goyim who brought him outside brought him back, or this shade, this ruach ra that came upon him, makes him go back inside his tchum, so then in this situation we say ki'ilu lo yotza. We view him halachically as if he never left, and therefore he's allowed to now walk within his entire tchum as he could previously. If, in fact, holichu l'ir acheres, if the goyim took him into another city, so then nisanua b'dir o b'sar, if they put him in an enclosed area. We talked previously about the dir or the sar being various types of enclosures that were used. Rashi says shein mukofin, they were enclosed. We previously learned either to keep the animals in a certain area so they would fertilize that area, then they would move it to another area, or they're in some sort of a corral, and these places are enclosed. So therefore, they brought him to an enclosed area, but outside of his tchum. So does he have this entire enclosed area as dalet amos, or does he still only have dalet amos? So this is machlokas. Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, both of them say, omrim, that mahalach is kula. We view this entire enclosure, as we normally would, as being dalet amos for him. Just like your house is dalet amos for you, and your city is considered like dalet amos for you, and you only start your tchum beyond that. So here, while this person is outside of his tchum, he only has dalet amos, but this dalet amos includes the entire enclosed area that he's been deposited in, this deer or this sohar. On the other hand, Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Akiva, the Machmir, they say, Omrim, Ein lo ela dalet amos. He physically only has the dalet amos that they deposited him into, and he can't walk around the entire enclosed deer or sohar. Maisa Shoya, now the Mishnah tells us, Maisa, that these four great Talmidei Chacham, Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Akiva, they would travel often together, either on fundraising or to go see what Klai Yisrael was doing in various other places. And one time, Maisa Shabo, one time they were traveling, and they came from a place, Mi Pilandrasin. They came from a certain city known as Plandrasin. And Vifliga Svinosa Bayam. And they went via the water. And they were on this boat when Shabbos began. The boat was in the dock when Shabbos began. And then, once it was already Shabbos, Vifliga Svinosa Bayam. The boat kept on traveling. And now, did they or did they not have a new tchum to establish? So Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Lishitosim before, that when they brought you against your will, so to say, out of your tchum into this deer or this sohar, that you can walk the entire deer or the sohar. So Tovir, Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah say, Hilchu Eskula, the boat is considered dalet amos. It's like they forcibly took you out of your tchum and put you into an enclosed area. So the boat is an enclosed area. They could walk the entire boat. That was the opinion of Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. And again, the more machbi opinion of Yeshua and Rabbi Akiva, lo zazu mi dalet amos. They didn't move from the dalet amos. They held that no, they were outside the tchum now, so they had to stay within their dalet amos where they physically were, and we don't consider the boat as being dalet amos even though it's enclosed. And the Gemara says, shiratzu lahachmir al atzma, because they wish to be machmir on themselves. Now this implies that they were allowed to walk on the whole boat, and they just were being machmir. But their shita seems to say that in fact they wouldn't be allowed to walk on the whole boat, they're just allowed the dalet amos. The Gemara will discuss this. The Mishnah continues, another time they were on the boat, Pamachas, Lo Nichlisu Lanomol, Achachashecha. These four great Tanoim were on a boat, and they only entered the port after it was dark. So could they get off their boat? Was their boat, quote, docked before Shabbos? So the boat physically wasn't docked before Shabbos. So did they have to stay on the boat or not? So Amrul Rabbi Gamliel, they said to Rabbi Gamliel, Ma'anu Leirid, are we allowed to get off the boat? In other words, was our boat within 2,000 amos of the dock at the start of Shabbos? If it was, so then this is within our tchum, and we can get off the boat, not a problem. But if the boat was further away than 2,000 amos, so then we're not allowed to get off the boat because we're not allowed to move Dalet Amos. So Rabbi Gamliel responded to the others who asked him this, and Amar Lahem, he told them, Mutar Matem, you are allowed to, in fact, get off the boat. Why? Shekvar Hayisi Mistakel, because I was looking through my telescope. The Gemara is going to tell us that he had a certain type of a telescope, and he could tell the range, how far away they were from the port. And before it got dark, in other words, while it was still Friday afternoon, we were already within 2,000 amos of the port. He was able to tell that from his telescope. And therefore, they are considered as that it's within the tchum. When they get off at the port, they would be allowed to get off the boat. Gemara again, we'll discuss this in more detail. Gemara starts off and says, Tana Rabbanan, we learned in a braisa. Now, exactly why this braisa is here, I'm guessing, is because it talks about situations where things were done against a person's will. And that's really what the theme of the Mishnah was, Misho Tziyu Nochrim, or Ruach Ra, that he was taken against his will, either by some Shadim or through Dachrim, through the Goyim coming and attacking him and moving him. So the braisa says a similar idea. Tana Rabbanan. Gimul dvarim ma'avirin es ha'odom al daito v'al das kona. There are three things that, so to say, go against the person's desires, and they make him do certain things, or they remove him from doing what he would have done on his own, and what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants him to do. So it's a little bit analogous to our Mishnah, that the person is removed against his will from his tchum. I think that's the connection between the Gemara starting off and our Mishnah. In any event, what are these three things that we say are ma'avirin es ha'odom al daito v'al das kona? These three things are Elohein, Ovdei Kochavim, if a person is bothered by Goyim, so they can force him or induce him to go against HaKadosh Baruch Hu's will, as well as against his own desires, not to serve Avodah Zarah. Ruach Ra, again, you have these Shadim, or these spirits of despondency, this depression, that can make a person do all sorts of crazy things. And likewise, V'dikduke Anius, and if somebody, Nebuch, is very impoverished, so then could also make him do certain things against his will, because he's never so hungry, he has no food whatsoever to feed his family. Why is the Gemara teaching us this? L'may nafkamina, what's the point in telling us these things? Okay, it's facts of life, but is there a halachic aspect to it? So the Gemara says, yes. Liboy rachme al hayu. So people should daven for such a person. If you don't consider these things to be significant or important, so then nobody's going to daven for that person, for rachmim. Either he himself should daven that these things should go away, or other people should daven for him, that he shouldn't be affected in such a bad way by these things. That's the first thing that the Gemara says. Now it says a similar thing. Gimel ein roin pnei Gehenim. There are three people that will not have to face Gehenim. In other words, they're going to be spared from Gehenim. Why? Because they're suffering in this world. As the Gemara says, Elohein, the following three people, types of people, are having such suffering in this world that can replace the atonement that's required in Gehenim, and therefore the people can get atonement just by being suffering in this world and go straight to Gan Eden. What are these three types of people? Dikduke Anius, again, people that are greatly impoverished, and the poverty, the stress, the affliction that they have for the poverty, that can atone for the person's sins in this world, and he doesn't have to go to Gehenna, because he already has his atonement, he already has his affliction in this world, he doesn't need the fires of Gehenna to afflict him. Likewise, v'chole miyayin, a person who has great gastrointestinal distress, a person has diarrhea, a person all sorts of cramps, abdominal pains, chole miyayin, sickness of the stomach, so that's living hell, so to say. And therefore, he doesn't have to go to hell, he doesn't have to go to Gehenna, because he's already suffered in this world, and that can provide an atonement for him in the world to come. V'arushus, and Rashi explains, v'arushus means a person who has creditors that are running after him. Rashi says, Mishiesh Lanoshim, people that are constantly bothering him for money, you owe me money, you owe me money, you owe me money. So that's not a light. That person is constantly afflicted, and therefore he doesn't need Gehenim. He has his afflictions already in this world. Tosos brings down another girsa, says Harishus, he brings down for the Reino Hananel, it means O Malchus. In other words, Ovde Kochovin. He's constantly being pressured by the government. And in this situation, it says, for Birkei Avos, have his hearing barashus. You have to be always careful. The government wants from you, it's going to make your life miserable. So therefore, that's what it's talking about here. That person has no relief in this world. He's suffering so much in this world. So therefore, he doesn't need Gehenna. A fourth answer, some say, the Eish Omrim, a fourth individual, that doesn't need Gehenna because he has hell on this world, so to say, is Afmi Sheish Lo Isha Ra, a person that has a horrible wife. The afflictions that she provides to him, the terrible time that she provides to him, that can also replace the Yisurim of Gehenna. Where it says, no, why didn't the first person say that? V'idach Isha Ra Mitzvah L'garsha, because the first opinion says, you can always divorce such a woman. Who says you have to put up with that affliction? You'll get rid of her. And therefore, that's not considered something that can replace Gehenna, because you could get rid of that and therefore you still need Gehenna. No, why did the second Tana, the Yesh Omrim, say that an Isha Ra is in fact something that could replace Gehenna? It's such a terrible thing, and a person can't divorce his wife. Why not? Vidach, because he says, Zibnim d'ksubasa meruba. She has a huge ksub, but he can't afford to divorce her. He physically can't divorce her. Alternatively, Inami, Islay Barimina. He has children with her, and he doesn't want his children to grow up without their mother. So therefore, he stays with her, but he puts up with it, and therefore, that is why the Yesh Omrim says that could be a life of hell on this world. He therefore doesn't divorce her, and therefore this is also considered one of the people that ain't rowing pnei Gehenim. They don't need Gehenim because they have Gehenim on this world. Again, the Gemara asks, is very interesting, but l'may nafkamina, is there any practical ramification of learning this? So the Gemara says, yes. And this is a great message again for Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. Likabule me'ava. If a person wants these things to work for him, if you want all the suffering that you have in this world to not also be added on top of that, you're going to have to suffer in Gehenim, so then accept the suffering in this world the way it's intended. It's supposed to bring you an atonement. Rashi brings down that if a person accepts the suffering, mi'avo, the mechapre yoleh, it can bring a kapara for the person, and therefore he won't have to suffer in the world to come. He got his kapara. He accepts that this is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But if he says it's just luck, if he says it's bad fortune, if he says it's his own fault, if he says other things, somebody's out to get me, and he doesn't realize it's coming from Hashem, so then it's not called a punishment from Hashem, and therefore he'll have to get his punishment in Gehenim. So therefore, if a person recognizes that the suffering he has in this world comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, A, he won't be so upset, because he says, this is an atonement for me. A person would love to get atonement in this world rather than to have to suffer the fires of Gehenim, which is a much harsher atonement. And therefore, if you accept this from HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this world, so it can actually be a tremendous zechus for the person to accept suffering bi'ava. L'kabel yisurim bi'ava is one of the major fundamental principles of Yadus. Gemara continues and says, Shlosha Meisim Kishe Misaprin. There are three people that die even when they're Misaprin. Rashi explains that when Misaprin means Afilu Yeshbin Chius Harbe, they're talking. They're wide awake, so to say. They're not at the end of life, obviously. Shemadarbin, they're still able to speak. And nevertheless, Afa Pikain, Meisim Pisum, they can suddenly die. So therefore, there are three types of people that this can happen to, even though they look like they're very viable and very vivacious. Nevertheless, they could die right away. What are some examples? Ve'eluhein, choli bi'ayin, people have gastrointestinal illness, they can suddenly die, rachmana l'slan. V'chaya, a woman in childbirth, she looks like she's doing fine, and rachmana l'slan, she can suddenly die. V'hidrokon, and this disease, Rashi says, hidrokon, it's choli apes, some sort of a disease of the mouth. Rashi gives a foreign language word for it, and the Bach adds in Masechah Shabbos, we learn the Bamem Adlikin, that it means choli abetin, it extends from the mouth into the stomach, and it's some sort of a stomach ailment as well. In any event, this din of hadrokan, this illness of hadrokan, is something that can kill a person right away suddenly. Again, what's the point? Gemara says, "Lamai nafkamina, why are you telling me these things? Very interesting, but do we have any practical ramifications that we can do about this?" So Gemara says, "Yeah, lemashmushe behu zabdosa, in order to go prepare the burial shrouds." It says on the side, "Zabdosa." What does that mean? Rashi says Zamin Tachrichin, and it says on the side that Zabdosa is translated as Tachrichin, is Tzedel Aderech in the Gemara, which means when you go take Tzedel Aderech, it means to go prepare your shrouds, you prepare the burial shrouds. So Nebuch, if you see a person has any of these illnesses, so you should realize it could be a fatal illness, Rachmon Litzan, and you should prepare the shrouds. Now, it's not so much that you should prepare the shrouds, but it means that the person should prepare to understand that this could be a fatal illness, and he better do tshuva, and he better go and do everything possible to prevent this from being, Rachmon Litzan, a fatal illness. So this agadata aside, now we go back to the Mishnah's more specific subject, which is tchum. So Amar Rav Nachman Amar Shmuel. Rav Nachman says the name of Shmuel. Yotzo l'das, if a person left his tchum intentionally on his own, so then ein lo ela arba amos, then he only has arba amos. Now, this is a statement by an Amor, Amar Rav Nachman Amar Shmuel. Shmuel says, pshita, it's obvious, it says so in our Mishnah. Hashta, our Mishnah said, mi sho tziu nochrim. The Mishnah said, if the goyim took you out, then you only have Dalamus, so certainly, if you went that yourself, you also das. Mavoya, would you have to tell me that in the Mishnah? Of course. So Gemara says, you're right. That wasn't the Chiddush of Rav Nachman Omar Shmuel. Elo Emo, the Chiddush is as follows. Chazal das, if the person returned intentionally, Enoel Dalamus, then he doesn't Dalamus. So if he was brought out unintentionally, but then he returns intentionally, so he doesn't regain his Tchum. Where it says it's also obvious. We learn that in the Mishnah as well. The Mishnah said specifically only herziru nachrim. Only if the goyim brought him back inside does he now get his original tchum. That's because ki'ilu lo yotza, because they brought him out, and now they're bringing him in. And therefore, it's like he never left. However, that's only herziru, if they brought him back, who the ki'ilu lo yotza. Only in that situation is it like he never left. Implication being, abel hotziu nochrim, if the goyim took him out, v'chazu ladas, but he came back on his own, then he still is stuck with his dalad amos. He doesn't get his original tchum back. So again, it's pshita. So what is the amora of Nachman Amar Shmuel telling us that we don't know from our Tanaic Mishnah? So where it says, you're right. Eleima, this is the chiddush of Rav Nachman's ruling in the name of Shmuel. It says, yotzo ledas, if he went out intentionally, v'herziru nochrim, and the goyim brought him back unintentionally. The goyim brought him back. Also, ein lo ela dalad amos. He still has only dalad amos in that situation. Even though the goyim brought him back, he only has dalad amos. And again, the Gemara says, hanami tinima. This is also pshita. This is also stated beferish in the Mishnah. So why would an amora state something that's beferish in the Mishnah? How is it stated beferish in the Mishnah? Because the Mishnah said, hotziyuhu, if the goyim took him out, and only v'herziruhu, only if they brought him back, does he go back to his original state of having the trum of the city. Implication being, only in that situation is kilu lo yotza. However, if it was hotziyu, if they brought him out, verziru, and they brought him back in, only in that situation, who the kilu lo yotza? Only then is it like he didn't leave. However, avo yotza lo das lo. But if he went out on his own, even though they brought him back, so he doesn't have the whole city. He only has dalad amos. So again, we learn this from the implication of our Mishnah. What is Rav Nachman Amar Shmuel teaching us? Shmuel says, no. Without Rav Nachman Amar Shmuel, you know what I might have said? Ma'u d'tema, I might have learned our Mishnah as follows. I would have said our Mishnah is to be broken up into component parts. Litzdadin k'tani, that the Mishnah is not one long statement, but it's two separate statements. In other words, I would have said the first part was, mi shotziu nochrim v'chazar l'das. If Goyim took you out and you went in back on your own, then ein lo ela dalad amos. Only in that situation do you only have dalad amos. Implication being, if you went out on your own, and the goyim took you back, that would be kilul yotza. In that situation where the goyim brought you back, even though you went out on your own, I might have thought that it's as if you were never left. Kilul yotza. Oh, that's the chiddush of Rav Nachman Amar Shmuel, Kamash Malon, that even in that situation, unless it's the goyim took you out and the goyim brought you back, you only have dalad amos. Now he asked the following shaila. Bami nemi rabba. They asked the rabba the following shaila. Hutzrach l'nekavav. Let's say the person is only dalad amos. And now he has to go to the bathroom. Now, if he's going to go within his dalad amos, which is all that he has, it's going to stink. It's going to be terrible for him to stay there all Shabbos within his dalad amos. So, do we allow a person to move outside his dalad amos to go to the bathroom, and then he goes back to his dalad amos? Hutzrach l'nekavav. The person has to defecate. So, mahu. Do we allow him to go move away dalad amos so he shouldn't have to defecate in the dalad amos, which would be disgusting? So that's what they asked Rabbah. So Amalhem, Rabbah said to them, yes, gadol kavod abrios. We've had this many times that certainly for kavod abrios, for human dignity, that a person shouldn't go and be disgusted, so we'll allow sometimes certain dinim in the Torah to be pushed aside. Shedocha es lo sase shebetorah. This is docha, the lo sase of listening to the rabbis. It's not docha other Daraisas, but it's docha the Daraisa of listening to the rabbis. The rabbi said that you're not allowed to move here dalad amos, so therefore, in this situation, because of kavod abrios, we push aside what the rabbi said, and we allow you to go and move dalad amos away to go to the bathroom, and then you can come back to your place. Now, based upon this, Amri Nardoi, the Nardoi said, we got a great etza for you. Ipikechu, if you're smart, once you're allowed to move from your original dalad amos that you're now stuck in, ayel tchuma, go to the bathroom, move your dalad amos away, and go back towards your tchum. And if you're fortunate enough to be close enough to your tchum, that you're just a little bit out of it. So let's say you're four amos outside your tchum. Now take those four amos and bring them back inside your tchum. They cave into all, since now you've been brought back in. Now this is like going in against your will, because of the covenant of brios. So you're forced to go do this. Kivud all. Once you went back inside, all. It's as if you never left. Kilu lo yotza, and you're allowed to go back inside. So the Nardoi said, once you're allowed to move, so move smartly, move back towards your tchum. And if you're close enough to your tchum, you can get back within your original tchum. Then it's as if you never left. Now the Gemara says, Amar Papa, what about fruits? Peiros shiyotzu chutz l'tchum. If you have fruits, now the fruits have the tchum of their owner. If they're hefker, so then they have their own tchum from wherever they are. So peiros yotzu chutz l'tchum. If these fruits left outside the tchum, v'chazu, and then somebody brought them back inside the tchum, Afilu b'meizid, even if this was done intentionally, lo hafsidu es makomam, you're still allowed to go and eat these fruits. You can go and do with it whatever you want with these fruits. We don't say that they lost the original tchum, but they still are now back in their original tchum. How come? My time, why is this different? So Gemara says, anusim ninu. Rashi points out, aydei hamutziyon. Fruits are inanimate objects. They don't have any decision-making power. They can't move on their own. So therefore, the Baal, whoever it was that took it outside the tchum, he's the one who forced the fruits to go out there, anusim ninu. And if they come back inside, so they're still considered anusim. But now, kilul yotz, it's as if they never left the original tchum. So this is the opinion of Rav Papa. Gemara now questions Rav Papa. Eisa Rav Yosef bar Shmaya le Rav Papa. Rav Yosef bar Shmaya asks Rav Papa, really, is this so? I'll show you from the following brisa that that's not true. You're saying that if the fruits left and they come back in, so you're allowed to eat the fruits, there's no problems. I'll show you that this is incorrect from the brisa. Rav Nechemya, Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov omrim, these two Tanoim, Rav Nechemya and Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, they both say, Le'olam asurim, these fruits that were taken outside of the tchum are always going to be asur. In other words, they can't be eaten even, and they certainly can't be moved, because they're outside the tchum. Rashi explains, you can't even move them. Lazuzo saw me Arab Amos saying, you can't move them beyond the Dalai Amos, the lowly Ochlam, not to eat them. Afilu Chazu, even if they return back into the original Tchum. Elohim Kein Chazu Shogin, only if they were returned by Shogin, but not if they returned Abo Mezid Lo. They can't be eaten if they returned via Mezid. So this goes against what we just said, because before we just said, according to Rav Papa, that even if they're brought back b'mezid, as long as they're brought back in, it's fine. So it's a kasha b'shogegin b'mezid lo, kasha on Rav Papa. Rav Papa's an amor, we can't go against the brisa. So Gemara says, Rav Papa would say, Tanoihi. No, I also have a Tana that I can hold my hat to. The Tanya, because we learned in the following brisa, Perus shiyatzu chutz l'tchum. If the perus went outside of the tchum, so bishogeg, if they were taken outside bishogeg, you can eat them over there, yeyachlu, right over there, you're allowed to eat them. Rashi says, b'mokum shehein sham, right where they are right now, outside the tchum. You can't move them down the ramos, but you can eat them over there. And that would only be, yimeyeshadim she'ir of lo sotzat, anybody that's able to go to that place, somebody from another city or somebody that made an Erev over there, who can get to those fruits is allowed to eat them. Those fruits aren't considered osur over there. However, if they were brought out b'mezid, lo yeyochlu. If they brought out b'mezid, so there's a knas, and you're not allowed to eat them over there, even if that place where they are is within your tchum. We turn to Membez Amud Aleph. That's the opinion of the Tanakhama. Rav Nechemya Omer, b'mekomam yeyochlu. You are allowed to eat them in their place. However, shelo b'mekomam lo yeyochlu. They're not allowed to be eaten if they're not in the place. Rashi explains, if they came back to the original place inside the tchum, then you're allowed to eat them, yochlu. Abo shalom b'mekomam, when they're outside the tchum, calls man shem chutz l'tchum, lo yochlu. You're not allowed to eat them. Now, what does it mean, b'mekomam? My b'mekomam. So, ilema b'mekomam, that they returned back to the original place, b'mezid. Is that really possible? But we learned earlier in the Brisa, Rav Nechemya, Rav Eliezer ben Yaakov, Omrim, Le'olam Asurim. We said they're always going to be Asur, Ad Sheyachzur L'Mekomam, Shogegin. We said only if they come back, Shogegin. But if they came back, B'mezid, you're not allowed to. So that can't be. B'shogegin, B'mezid, lo. So obviously, we can't be talking here that it was brought back B'mezid. It must be B'shogeg. Elav, B'mekomam, B'shogeg. Only B'shogeg allowed to be eaten. So now, how do we understand this? So this is what we have to learn, this brisa. Brisa should be read as follows. Peirot sheyatzu chutz l'tchum. A fruit went outside its place, outside its tchum. So what's the halacha? Bishogeg yachlu. If they were taken out bishogeg, so then you're allowed to eat them over there. B'mezid lo yachlu. Like we said, you're not allowed to eat them if they were brought out b'mezid. But what is that talking about? B'medvar mamurim shelo b'mekomim. That's when they're outside the tchum. They're not back in their original area. However, if they return to the original area, Abo b'mekomon, afilu b'mezid yochlu. The Tanakhama says, even if they're brought back in b'mezid, you're allowed to eat them. And only then, v'yosu Rav Nechemya l'meimer, Rav Nechemya comes along and says, no, afilu b'mekomon, nami shogeg in b'mezid lo. No, he says, if they're brought back in b'mezid, you can't eat them. It's only b'shogeg that you're allowed to eat them. So here we have the machokas tanayim, that one says like Rav Papa, and one says not like Rav Papa. Oh, very good. Where says, no, not so fast. Lo, this isn't the only way that you can explain this machlokas. In fact, you could say b'meizid, if you brought it out, then b'mekomam dekuliyam lo pligi d'yoser. If you brought it out and brought it back b'meizid, so then you're still not allowed to eat it according to everybody, because it was brought back b'meizid. When were you allowed to? B'hocha b'shogeg shalobim komim pligi. They're arguing in the case of b'shogeg shalobim komim. It was brought out, and it was brought out b'shogeg. Can you eat it over there? So, Tanakama sova b'shogeg shari shalobim komim. The Tanakama says, if it was brought out b'shogeg, you can eat it where it is. Even though it was outside the tchum, you're allowed to eat it. And Rav Nechemia sova, no, afilu b'shogeg, you're not allowed to eat it. You only can eat it b'mkoman, if it's brought back inside b'shogeg, in. Shelo b'mkoman, but if it's outside its place, even if it was brought out b'shogeg, lo, you're not allowed to go eat over there. So therefore, there is no such machlokitz tanoim over here that could be in accord with what Rav Papa said. Again, Rav Papa said, was it brought back in, afilu b'mezit, lo v'sidus b'mkoman. But nobody says that. So the Gemara says, no. V'homi t'tane seifa. Now that's the gears that we have. The Rashash deletes the word seifa. In any event, from the fact that Rechemi and Rabbi Eliezer and Yaakov say that it's always going to be Asur, unless they were brought back in Bishogeg, again, we said before, Shogeg, that implies only Bishogeg. But that implication is Miklal, the Tanakama, Savar, Bemezid, Nami Shari, that the Tanakama says, even Bemezid, it's Shari. Oh. Shmami, no, this is in accord with what Rabbi Papa said. Even b'mezid, it's shari. This is the right way to learn it. The first way we learned it was in fact right, and Rabbi Papa is correct in that this is a machlokas tanoim. I'm Rabbi Nachman, I'm Shmuel. Rabbi Nachman's the name of Shmuel, another statement. Rabbi Nachman and Shmuel said, if a person's walking and there's no signs up where the tchum is, and he doesn't know where the tchum is, and he doesn't want to go outside its tchum, so he can mark off the spaces by taking steps. Mahalech apayim psios beninis. He doesn't have a Fitbit on, but he counts his steps. And he says, 1, 2, 3. He takes 2,000 average-sized steps. That's the tchum. That's the limit as far as he can go. And he stops. Bizu, he tchum Shabbos. The person can rely upon that and say that that's the tchum Shabbos. He can't walk beyond that point. He'll be going outside his tchum. We had a statement of Rav Nachman Mishmuel already two times. Another one. Another statement of Rav Nachman Mishmuel. Shavas bebikka, if a person made his mokum shvisa, he made his place where he's starting Shabbos in this valley, in this bikka. Now, a valley is an open field, and it's not surrounded by anything. And then what happens? V'hi kifua nochrim mechitza b'Shabbos. Once it's already Shabbos, the nochrim come along, and they surround it. They enclose that area. So normally, an enclosed area, you'll have to carry within an enclosed area, assuming that it was enclosed l'shem dira, for purposes of living in. Or if it's less than, we said, the sasayim, the two beis saw, so then even if it wasn't enclosed ladira, you'd still be allowed to carry within it if it's less than a beis sasayim. In any event, the nochrim enclosed this area here. Mahalech alpayim amma, this person, according to Rav Nachman and Mishmuel, is still only allowed to walk 2,000 amos. We don't view this entire enclosed area as being dalet amos. However, umetaltel bekulay dezrika, but he can... Since this is an enclosed area, it's a Rishus HaYochid, he can go and go himself, only 2,000 amos, but this is enclosed more than 2,000 amos, but he could throw something, obviously something that is allowed to go beyond that. The tchum of this ball, let's say, is actually in this area where he's throwing it into, and therefore he can throw it there, metalto bekula aydezrika. Even though he can't go there, he's allowed to throw the ball there. And Rav Nachman HaMishul says, we're not concerned that maybe he'll follow after the ball and end up going outside his tchum. That's the opinion of Rav Nachman and Rav Shmuel. Rav Huna disagrees. Rav Huna Amar, no. Mahalech Alpayim Amma. You're right. He's allowed to go Alpayim Amma. That has nothing to do with whether it's enclosed or not. He's entitled to go Dalet Amos, 2,000 Amos from his Dalet Amos, from where he is. However, Umetaltel Dalet Amos, but he's not allowed to go and carry within this area, because we are concerned, as we'll see, that if we allow him to carry in this area, he'll go carry in other areas where it's not enclosed, and he may go and carry into the area where he's not allowed to go, and that would be a problem. Umetaltel only dalet amos. So Gemara says, v'netaltel b'kulei aydezrika. Why doesn't Rav Huna say like Rav Nachman Amar Shmuel that since the entire area is enclosed, he could throw anything he wants, and it's an enclosed area, it's not a problem of carrying? So Gemara says, no. According to Rav Huna, shema yimashik achachetzu. As I pointed out, he may come to get it. If he's allowed to throw it there, he'll say, ooh, I need it back. And he'll go beyond his tchum. So therefore, we're concerned that he'll be drawn out beyond his tchum. And therefore, that's why we don't allow him to go more than dalet amos. He can't carry anything more than dalet amos, even though it's an enclosed area. Where it says, No, at least let him carry within the 2,000 amos that he's allowed to go. Let him at least carry more than dalet amos. Let him carry up to the 2,000 amos because it's an enclosed area. So how come Rav Huna doesn't allow that? So the Gemara says, we have this early in the Masechta. When you have an area that is totally open to another area, and this Rishos you could originally carry in, and the other Rishos you can't carry in, and if they're totally breached to each other, one is totally open to the other, so then the area that you can't carry in ruins it for the area that you otherwise would be able to carry it in. So it's as if this area that's enclosed is made up of two component parts. One part you could halachically carry in, and the other part you can't since it's outside your tchum. But since it's open, this part that you can carry in to the part that you can carry in, Rav Huna says, therefore you can't carry it all. So we have the opinion of Nachman on Meshmur, we have the opinion of Rav Huna, and now we have Chia Barav. Chia Barav Amar, a different opinion. Mahalech Apayim Amma, you're allowed to walk 2,000 Amma, that's like the both opinions beforehand. However, he says, Umataltel Be'Apayim Amma, you can't carry beyond that, you can't throw beyond that, but you can carry the full 2,000 Amma. Not like Rav Huna, who was more machmir, said you can only go dalet amos, but not like Rav Nachman or Meshmul, who was more mekel, that said you could throw it beyond the 2,000 amma. Now, this opinion of Chia Barav, it's neither like Rav Huna nor like Rav Nachman or Meshmul. So come on, the Gemara says, who does this go like? The loker of Nachman, it's not like Rav Nachman, the loker of Rav Huna. It's not like Rav Nachman or Meshmul, and it's not like Rav Huna. But this third opinion is problematic because why don't we say Devi Mechitza Shenivitza Bimilua Lemokum Asula? If you hold like Rav Huna, so then you shouldn't be allowed to carry it all. And if you hold like Rav Nachman or Shmuel, so then you should be allowed to carry within the whole thing via Zrika. There's no ability, so to say, to have this middle sheet of Chia Barav. So Gemara says, you're right. Taka, we had it wrong. Chia Barav is not a third opinion. Elo Ema Metalto Bi Arba. Chia Barav only allows to carry a Dalet Amos, exactly the same sheet as Rav Huna. Shmuel says, Yehoch, you had a Rav Huna. So then it's not a third shita. Then it's Rav Huna's shita. So there's only two shitas over here. Shmuel says, Yataki, you're right. Ema, v'chein amar Rav Chia Barav. Don't say that Rav Chia Barav said, here we call him Rabbi Chia Barav, before we call him Chia Barav, but it's the same person, Rabbi Chia Barav. So don't say that he's a third opinion. No, v'chein, he also is like the opinion of Rav Huna. There's only two opinions over here. Rav Nachman, Amar Shmuel, who's much more makel, you can throw it within the entire enclosed area. You can only walk 2,000 amos, but you can throw it in the entire area. We're not concerned that you'll follow after it. And Rav Huna is concerned that you'll follow after it, and you can't even carry in the 2,000 amos because of its nifritza b'melua l'mokum asula. And that's the same opinion. Gemara says, Amalei Rav Nachman, Rav Huna. Rav Nachman wants to try and tell Rav Huna, you should hold like me. Lo tif lo galei Shmuel. Don't argue with me. I'm saying in the name of Shmuel. And Shmuel is correct. Why? The Tanya Kavosei. Because Shmuel has a brisa. No, we're all Amorayim. But Shmuel has a brisa in his pocket that he's now going to take out and show you that you are wrong and his sheet is right. What is this brisa? The Tanya. We turn to Mendez Omud Beis. It says in the brisa, Hoya. Now the word here is just run on. It should be Hoya Modeid Uva. Should be a space in between it. Hayamodeid uba, person is going. Rashi says hanosin eruvo. He wants to go and place his eruv. Uba lelech mimokom eruvo apayim. He wants to go 2,000 amos from where his eruv is. The kolso midaso, and he counts out the 2,000 amos, and it ends up bechatzi ir acheres. Ends up in the middle of another city. She eruv es kula, and these people made an eruv around their entire city. Or alternatively, it was yontif, and therefore there was no problem over here with carrying. So now, his measurement ends in the middle of this city. What's the brisa telling us? Muta latalta b'cholir kula. You'll have to go carry within this entire city. Either it's yontif, you can carry within the entire city, or they made an eruv and it was Shabbos, he can carry throughout the entire city. Muta latalta b'cholir kula. However, ubuvad shlo yavor es hatchum b'raglav. But he can only throw it outside this area where he's allowed to walk. His steps stop in the middle of the city. So he can't physically walk beyond that, but he can carry within the rest of the city. In other words, exactly like Rav Nachman Amar Shmuel said. You can throw it, you can be Zorik into this other area, even though you can't walk into this other area, we're not concerned that you're going to be drawn after it and go beyond your tchum. Now, Gemara says, B'mai metalto, what exactly is he being metalto over here? La v'ayidei zrika, isn't it talking about that he throws the ball, he throws the item beyond his tchum, and that's allowed, exactly like Rav Nachman Amar Shmuel says, this Bryce is in support of him, and it's a kash on Rav Huna. So Gemara says, no more Rav Huna. Rav Huna would respond, and he says, lo, no, ayidei mashicha. We're talking here, it's only via mashicha. He's standing where he is, and he pulls the item into or back from the area. Or he's standing where he is, and he pulls it into the other area. So he doesn't move. The item, which is allowed to go there, that moves. Rashi says some are in chorus. This taka is a very good proof. This mashicha implies that he can reach all the way through the rest of the area which he can't go to. That's highly unlikely. So this would only work if he just stopped like a few feet short of the end of the city. That would work with the mashicha. But the simple understanding is that it goes much beyond that. So some are in chorus over here. Amar Rafuna lo ayde mashicha. And the chorus is akasha against Rafuna. This is a good raya. This braisa, the Rav Nachman Amar Shmuel brought, is a good raya against Rafuna. Amar Rafuna, another statement that Rafuna made. Hayamodeid uba, if a person was measuring out how far he can go. And the kol so midasu b'chatzi chotzer, and he ends up in the middle of a chotzer. So then in this situation, ein lo elo chatzi chotzer. Rahuna Lushitoso says, you're not allowed to go beyond the half of the chotzer. Of course, says Pshita, obviously you're not allowed to. That's where 2,000 amazon. So why would you think you could go further than that? Someone says, you're right. Ema, yesh lo chatzi chotzer. The chiddush is that he can even go in the chatzi chotzer. You might have thought that he can't. Someone says, Hainami Pshita, why would you think that he can't? It's also obvious that that's where his tchum ends. So he's allowed to go up to the half of the chotzer, not any further. But he does have the half of the chotzer. Someone says, no. You might have thought, Mal de Tamar, that if we let you go in half the chotzer, you may go the full part of the chotzer, and therefore we shouldn't allow you to even go in the half of the chotzer. Lechosh dilma osi l'totule b'kula. Since you might come to carry within the entire enclosed chotzer, we shouldn't even let you go in the first half of it. Kamash v'lon, the Rav Huna says, no, I don't make such a decree. We don't let you go carry more than Dalet Amos, but I don't make a decree that you can't even go into the first half of the chotzer. Gemara continues and says, Amar Rav Nachman, Rav Nachman, Amar Shmuel says, Modi Lihuna, that Rav Huna would agree with me, that Haya Modi the Bob, the person was actually measuring out its tchum, and he reaches, V'kolso midoso al svas tikwa, if he reaches up to a roof. Now, Rashi explains, we're dealing here with a house that Shenifrats Kosala Bais, this fourth wall that's facing the area where you're coming from, where your 2,000 amas ends, is house fell down, and you left Shinishtaya Milamalo Kiroi. There is the fourth wall is gone. You can see a diagram of this in footnote number 10 in the art scroll. So the fourth wall is gone, but the other three walls are there, and there is a roof on the top that is still there. And in this situation, Rav Nachman says that even Rav Huna would be mowed there. Here, you can go and throw into that area. You could throw something into that house from where you are. Again, it's an enclosed area, so there's no problem. And here we're not concerned that you're going to be dragged and go beyond that, even according to Rav Huna, and you'll end up going beyond your tchum. Why not? My timer. Because here you have a barrier. Hold the tikra sabayis hovetes. Because you're going to see the ceiling, and that's going to stop you from going any further. It's going to come down, so to say, in appearances sake, and you're going to notice that it's there. It's going to be a hecker, a marker, that you can't go any further than this. Therefore, you won't by accident go beyond that. Now the Gemara says, Am Rav Huna, Bereid Rav Nosson. Rav Huna, Bereid Rav Nosson said, this is not the same Rav Huna that we just said. This is a different Rav Huna. Rav Huna, Bereid Rav Nosson said, that this machlokus between Rav Nachman, Amar Shmuel, and Rav Huna, is in fact a machlokus tanoyim, kitanoyi. What is this machlokus tanoyim? Holy chuli racheres. That's our Mishnah. On our Mishnah we said that if the goyim took you outside your tchum, and they brought you to another city, or they brought you into these various types of corrals for the animals. They put you in a place where the animals are being penned in to fertilize the field, or they put you in some sort of a corral. So the first two Tanoim that we had, Rav Gamliel, Rav Elazar ben Azariah, they said, Omrim, Mahalech is cooler. You're allowed to walk in the entire area. You're not stuck in your Dalet Amos. But Rav Yeshua and Rav Akiva, they said, no, you're stuck in your Dalet Amos. Omrim, Ein Lo Ela Arba Amos. You can't walk in the entire closed area. Now, how is this exactly the same machlokas as Rav Huna Amar Shmuel versus Rav Huna? So, Rav Nachman Amar Shmuel versus Rav Huna. So the Gemara says, my love, aren't we talking about the Rabban Gamliel and Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah? They say that the Omru Mahalach is cooler, that you're allowed to walk within the entire area. Why is that? Because the lo gazre hiluch dir v'soar, they're not concerned that if we allow you to walk throughout the entire enclosed dir v'soar, in a similar situation where they're going to put you in the middle of a field, or to hiluch bebiko, that you're going to be walking in the entire field. Umi de hiluch, or to hiluch lo gazre, and likewise, since we're not concerned that you'll mistakenly think that if you can walk in the dir in the soar, you can walk in an entire field, they therefore also don't make the gzeira tiltul otu hiluch lo gazre. So they also don't say that if we allow you to walk here, you can end up, if you throw something beyond this point, go after it. So they don't hold like that. Ah, that's exactly right. Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Shmuel. And along come Rav Yeshua and Rav Akiva, they say like Rav Huna. Rav Yeshua, Rav Akiva, Domrim, Ein Lo Ela Arba Amos, the person is stuck in his Dal Amos. Why is that? Because if we allow you to move here, the Gazra Hiluch Dir V'Sohar, Atu Hiluch Debikah. Because if we allow you to move here, then people are going to mistakenly say, well, if I can move over here, they're not going to realize, because it's an enclosed area, that if you put into a Bikah, you can also go beyond Dal Amos in the Bikah. And that you're not allowed to do. And once we make that Gezerah, Omi De Hiluch, Atu Hiluch Gazri, since we make the Gezerah from the deer and the Sohar to the field, to the Bikka, so then we also make the Xera Tiltul al Tuhiluch Nami Gazre. Then we're also going to say that if we let you go and carry within this entire area, then you're going to go end up going beyond the Dalet Amos, and you're going to be pulled towards that area beyond your Tchum. So let's align over here. Let us say that the first two Tanoim are in fact holding like Rav Nachman or Shmuel, and the last two Tanoim are holding like Rav Huna. Shmuel says, no. Mimai, who says you're forced to say this? In fact, the Machlokas Tanoim has nothing to do with the Machlokas of Rav Nachman, of Rav Shmuel, and Rav Huna. Why is that? Dilma, maybe, Ki lo gozri Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Elazar Nazariah. When the first two Tanoim, Rabbi Gamliel, and Rabbi Elazar Nazariah said that we don't make the double Gezerah, in either case, we don't make the Gezerah, Sarvadir, Otu, Bikka, and we don't make that you come to, if you allow you go in this area, that you'll go beyond the area and be drawn in, maybe that's not true. In fact, hiluch sar vidir otu hiluch bika. When do we say that we allow them to walk in the sar vidir? We're not concerned that they're going to go walk in the bika. Hani mili hosam, that's only in that situation. The shnei makom was saying, because there's a huge difference between a sar deer and a bika. They look very different. Nobody's going to make the mistake to carry in one, they'll allow carrying the other one. That's why they weren't concerned about it. However, avo tiltu otu hiluch, if we allow you to go and carry, throw beyond the area, and we allow you to walk there, so then you could easily be drawn across it. So maybe they in fact hold that while we don't make the gzera sar vidir or to bika, we would make the gzera tiltu or to hiluch. The mok mecharu, it looks the same. It doesn't necessarily, it's not obvious that you can't do that. So hachanami the gozri, maybe they in fact would make the gzera and not hold like Rav Nachman or Meshuva would in fact hold like Rav Huna. The Gzeirah would be Shema Yimoshich Acher Chefzo, that you'll be drawn after it and you'll go and be, go beyond your Tchum. So there's no reason to assume that Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Zanazayah automatically hold like Rabbi Nachman Amar Shmuel. In fact, they might hold like Rav Huna. And likewise, Rabbi Yoshua and Rabbi Akiva, they also Nami Mimai de Mishum de Gozrei Hu. Why do we assume that they made the double Gzeirah, that you may come to carry in the deer and the Sohar, and you'll do so in the Bikka, and just like you were metaltel in the Chatzir, now you're going to go carry it beyond the area and be drawn after it. So who says they made both of those gezeros? Dilma, maybe, Mishum de Kosabre, they in fact said, Ki Amrinun Kolabayis Kulo, Ki Arba Amos Domi. In fact, they hold that it's like Dalet Amos. The whole house is like Dalet Amos. Hani Mila, that's only Hechod, De Shovas Bi Avir Mechitzos Mi Bojom. That's only if you had the Mechitzos there beforehand. But we're talking about here, in the case where you had no Mechitza there, and the Goyim made the Mechitza then. Oh, Aval Hechod, De Lo Shovas Bi Avir Mechitzos Mi Bojom. No, that's why. But it has nothing to do with all of these Gezeros that you're talking about. And therefore, you can't necessarily align this machlokas between Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, versus Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Akiva as being aligned with the machlokas of Rabbi Nachman and Shmuel and Rav Huna. Now the Gemara says, Amar Rav, Hilchasa, how do we paskin ki Rabbi Gamliel bedir v'sar usvina? Rav says that in all three cases, we paskin like the lenient opinion of Rabbi Gamliel, that you're allowed to walk within the deer and the sar, and you can walk on the boat. They're all considered like Dalet Amos. We can go Mekel in all of these situations. That's the opinion of Rav. Shmuel disagrees in part. Well, Shmuel Amar, yeah, I agree with you. Huchas of Rabbi Gamliel b'svina. In regards to the boat, I agree with you. However, not in regards to the deer and the sohar. There, we don't allow you to go carry within the entire deer and sohar like it's Dalet Amos. Avo bedir v'sahar lo. Now, the Gemara says, the kuli alma miyas halachim v'li b'svina. Bottom line is that both Rav and Shmuel at least agree that in regards to the svina, you're allowed to assume that the boat is Dalet Amos. How come? My time out. If they're arguing the deer and the sohar, so why don't they argue on the svina as well? But they don't. Both Rav and Shmuel agree that the svina, we pass like Rav Gamliel, that it's like Dalet Amos. So there's two possible answers here. Amar Rabba, the first answer is, Hol vishovas bi'avir mechitzas b'bo'd yom. This is different because the mechitzas of the boat, the walls of the boat, are at least 10 tvachim tall, from the bottom of the boat to the top of the mechitzas is at least 10 tvachim tall. 10 tvachim is again a meter, it's not that much. So therefore, certainly, those mechitzas were present beforehand, and therefore, when you go into this boat, so you have the entire boat as your dalet amos, it's an enclosed area. That's teretz number one. Teretz number two, Rav Zera Amar, Hoel Usfino Notalto. When the boat is going, so then it's moving you constantly. So your Dalet Amos, which you're entitled to, you're only entitled to Dalet Amos, you're not entitled to the boat, it's constantly changing because the boat is moving. And therefore, Hoel Usfino Notalto, since the boat is taking you, Mitrilas Arba, Umanachto Besof Arba, since it's constantly moving you from the beginning of your Dalet Amos, and changing at the beginning of your Dalet Amos because the boat's constantly moving in the water. Therefore, that's why you're allowed to move in the whole boat, because every time you're moving, you're not really going more than Dalet Amos. You've been forcibly removed from your old Dalet Amos. You got a new Dalet Amos. And that's why you can walk in the whole boat. So we have two different reasons, totally different reasons between Rabba and Rav Zera as to why everybody, both Rabba and Shmuel, paskin like the Halacha, like Rav Gamliel, that you have the entire Sfina as your Dalet Amos. Is there a nafkamina between these two reasons, Rabba and Rav Zera? My benayu, what's the nafkamina between them? So we're going to give several nafkaminas. Ika benayu, nafkamina number one, shenivchasu dofene svina. Let's say the mechitza, the svina, fall down. Something goes and knocks them down. And now they're less than 10 tvachim. So according to Rabba, it's only because you have the mechitzas there. If you didn't have the mechitzas, you wouldn't be able to carry Dalet Amos. According to Rav Zera, no, it has nothing to do with mechitzas. It has to do with the boat's moving. The boat's moving whether the mechitzas there are 10 tvachim or not. So in this situation where the boat's walls are knocked down, Rabba would say, then you're stuck. You don't have the whole boat. You only have physically Dalet Amos. And Rav Zera would say, you still have the Dalet Amos of the entire boat. Your Dalet Amos is the entire boat. That's nafkamina number one. Alternatively, nafkamina number two, inami bekofetz misfina lasfina. If you go to another boat, so you weren't within that boat at the start of Shabbos. So the mechitzas weren't there. So you only now have Dalet Amos. But according to Rav Zera, the boat's moving. What does it make which boat you are? The boat's moving. It's constantly starting a new Dalet Amos, and therefore you can walk the entire boat. Now, the Gemara asks, why Rabba didn't like Rav Zera's teretz, and why didn't Rav Zera like Rabba's teretz? The Gemara says, new Rav Zera, my time alone like Rabba. What was wrong with Rabba? The walls were up beforehand, so you're going into the boat. The mechitza was up there at the start of Shabbos. So why didn't he like that answer? So Amalok, so Rav Zera would say, the mechitza to the boat aren't for the purposes of the mechitza. They're not there to enclose the boat. But they're there. We turn to Mem Gimel and Aleph, Lahavriach Mayim Asuyos. They're made to prevent the water from coming in. They're not there to enclose the boat. They're there to prevent the water from coming in. And therefore, that is a different reason for a mechitza. And therefore, Rashi says, V'lo chashivim mechitzos, lasos svina kula kiarba amos. It doesn't work and function as a normal mechitza because it wasn't created as a mechitza for the boat. It was a mechitza for the external, outside, to prevent the water from coming in. And therefore, that's why Rav Zera didn't like Rabba's teretz. No, why did Rabba like Rav Zera's teretz if the boat's constantly moving and your Dalet Amos is constantly changing? Rabba, my time alone, like Rav Zera, what was wrong with that reasoning? So the Gemara says, that would be great if the boat was traveling. I agree with you. If the boat's traveling, you have a very good teretz. However, what happens if the boat stops? So then my teretz works, Rabba says. It's still a mechitza, and you can still walk a Dalet Amos. But according to you, if the boat is docked, if the boat puts down its anchor and it's not moving, the boat gets stuck on a sandbar, so then, ki pligi bishomda. According to you, Rav Zera, the boat is no longer moving. So you're physically going to only have Dalet Amos. You don't have the whole boat anymore. But according to me, the mechitzas is still up there. So now I still say, even though the boat stopped, that you can go the entire distance of the boat. That's called your Dalet Amos. This is a great break point. We'll stop over here and conclude today's shir. Again, I want to wish everybody a good Gebenchtor, a kesiva, a chasima, tova.